they're going. He's thinking last night that when Rivka comes to the Beis HaMedrash of Shem Ve'Ever, and she says, Lama Zeh Anochi, and Shem Ve'Ever respond by saying, Al'om Yemot V'Av Yevod Tzair. So I was thinking that she probably was not very happy when she left. She was coming with something that was bothering her, something that was matrid. She was very vertracht about something. Ad kerekach, that she had to go to the Gdol Yador. So she would have walked away, and the Gdol Yador says, "Don't worry." And what he would have said, "It's only one child, maybe it could be Yaakov Avinu. Not to worry." I would have said there'll be Yaakov Nesef, but don't worry. By the time he's bar mitzvah, Yaakov will be... I'm not sure what he would have said. It's hard to recreate what happened. But the Navi told Rivka that Shnei Goyim will omelam yemat, and they'll always be at each other's necks. In other words, Lachor was not a comforting nebuah. It wasn't the kind of thing, don't worry. The Rabbi Yavod Seir means Achmas Hayamim. The Rabbi Yavod Seir means, in the context of the parsha that Ramban learns Pshat, is that that was a mandate for Rivka. How did Rivka know that she's supposed to steal the brachas? The Rabbi Yavod Seir. She's supposed to create the Rabbi Yavod Seir. So I was thinking that when Rivka walked away, it wasn't with the. She went to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe said, "Don't worry." No, your worries are all in place. Your worst fears, maybe not your worst fears. Worst fears have a tumor shot, right? But your fears are in place. It's not going to be a free ride. It's going to be there'll be a lot of difficulties. Achmas Hayamim, but Rabbi avoids here. Your job, your tafkid is to make sure that the Rabbi Avot Seir can happen, that there'll be a Rabbi Avot Seir. But I was thinking that we have to appreciate that as well. Our avodah to the Ribbono Shel Olam encompasses this as well. It encompasses there are many steps on the way, many, many steps on the way that leave us unresolved. We don't, but that's, I think that's how Rivka walked away as well. I was thinking they might walk away with kashas. But with all the kashas, I'm still focused on the Rabbi Yavid Seir. We'll talk a little bit tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk some more about the brachas, we'll see. So holding on Lamed Beis, I know that I'm pushing. And I appreciate that I'm pushing hard. And I do it for only two reasons. One is I know that you're all up to it. You can do it. And because I have a job. I have to do my best to see that we all become Talmidei Chachamim. So we have to move a little bit. We will try not to sacrifice omkus. The Gemara says in Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. We're understanding Rabbi Yechina. Right? So Rabbi Yechina, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechina Omar, before that. Yeah, Rabbi Yechina Omar, Afilo Teim Achoy Say Naro. Kanch Yisru boy, Kanch Yisru boy, Olmok Osav Rav Yechanan, Kol Heicha De'ikom Mominu Malkus Ve'Yisru Bei Milkil Loki. So when there's a real chi of Malkus, he gets Malkus. Mimonu Le'Mishalem. Moran says, Minole Rav Yechanan. What's the makor for Rav Yechanan? To Tesis. Tesis Savyad says, Im Toimar Le'el Bominei Minole Le'ulam. So Tezis wants to know how can the muscular rishon, how can the beginning be different? Either it's logical to say that Momin Mishalem Umilkale Loki, and the burden of proof that there's a chiddush to say the illogical. Either the logical, the svar rishayna is Momin, so then I need a source for Malkus. Or the svar rishayna, the logical position is Malkus and not Momin. Then the burden of proof is to have a chiddush. So how can the Gemara say that both Rabbi Yochanan and Ula need to prove their position? So the Gemara says, the Tosfos explains to us, Enachanami, Lu Yitzuyer, that Ula would have come with some new svara. All right? So then we'd have to figure out why Rabbi Yechon rejects that svara. They wouldn't have asked Rabbi Yechon for a makor. Lu Yitzur, that Ula would have come up, I don't know, with some drosha. So we would have said, Rabbi Yechon, what do you do with this drosha? But once Ula comes up with a gzeir shav, and every gzeir shav is misinai, so the Gemara says, no, Ula, Rabbi Yechon, you have a Messiah. And even if Rabbi Yechon would say, as Rishonim sometimes point out, Rishonim would say, even if he would say, no, I don't have the Messiah, but Ula has the Messiah. So you have to listen to Ula. Ula says, I have a Kavola from our Sinai. Tachas. So Rabbi Yechon, what do you do with the Messiah? And Tosfos goes even sharper. Tosfos says that Lahochid Xerishov is uniskabul chuli yamla bevchayrai. Four very important words. And he says, maybe you'll tell me Rabbi Yochanan didn't have this Mesorah. He had a different Mesorah. There was a limited number of Xerishovas, and Rabbi Yochanan has his list. Not that he doesn't, that Rabbi Yochanan didn't hear Ula's Messiah. Rabbi Yochanan didn't have Ula's Messiah. He had a different list. And he was Tamin Nishlam. So Taish says, you can't say that. Because Tachas is clearly Luchule Alma. Part of the Messiah Gzereshava was Tachas. The Gzereshava Misinai gave the list of words that have to be Darshan for Gzereshava. So Tosfos is less mandapolig that one of the members of the list was Tachas. Why? Because he says if you open up your Bechoris, Yud Beis and Aleph, there the Gemara darshans that Kalayim, a behema of Kalayim, the result of a Kalayim relationship, there's no Chi of Meiser. How do we know that? Because a behema that's a result of Kalayim cannot be Kodshim. And the Gemara darshans, Tachas. So Tosfos says, you see, that throughout Shas, and nobody over there says, a different din. So Tosfos says, you see, that Tachas is one of the ordained Gezei Rishavas. Memela, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Minolucha. How do you know that you shouldn't be accepting Ula's Gezei Rishavah? You have a Tachas. So at the end, you're going to tell me, I'm with Bechorus Yud Beis and Aleph. It's a different Tachas. That could be. All the Kadosh Baruch Hu said is Tachas. Moshe Rabbeinu delivered the Mesorah, Tachas. And then at some point, Chazal said Tachas is a din of Bechorus Yud Beis and Aleph. And apparently some Rishonim said Tachas is some Tanoam, I don't know, said it's Ula's din. So Menolucha. But now you have to explain to us. How can you all have the same Mesorah? In other words, that's the beginning point now of the Sugya now. What do you do with this Mesorah? So the Gemara says, and that's the upset at the end of the Sugya. Right? So Rabbi Yochanan first says, Minole li Rabbi Yochanan ha omar kra, kidei rishasai, pshtei rishasai is mamish, what's kenei rishasi mishum rishachas ato mechayvoi v'etmechayvo mishum shtei rishoyoyiz v'somach le'abom yakena. Gemara asks the kasha v'yichoyvul b'chayveri dikamomin amalkas v'mayna mishalei milka le'loki Maybe you'll tell me no. Chayvel is only getting is chayvel if taken there would be hasra, then they would get malchus. And the money lay mishalim. The Amar Reb Ami Amar Reb Yechon and he call our call she ain boy shove pruta. Then like it hechidami idle yisrubei. Am I like it? Elup shita disrubei. Oh, v'tama the less mishave pruta. Is mishave pruta the money shalim the lucky. So Gemara says you see that Reb Yechon holds even when there is malchus, when there is hasra, so still chabal is only momen. So how can Rabbi Yechonin say Shnei Rishoyis Kedam Rabbi Loi Befeir Shrips of Torah Edom Zayim Litashlumin Hachanami Befeir Shrips of Torah Chayvel Machaber Litashlumin Veheich Itmas. The Gemara now says, what do we have now, Rabbi Yechonin? We're piecing together Rabbi Yechonin Shita. Rabbi Yechonin has a din of Shnei Rishoyis Mishachas Veloi Shnei Rishoyis. A basin can only give one punishment. Bezin can only deliver one punishment, not two punishments. Gemara says, and then now the Gemara is saying, and once you have that din, then taka you have the din that has to be malchus, not momin. Why? How does Rabbi Yechonin get malchus, not momin? How do I know that's Rabbi Yechonin? He already makes that jump without a further makor. How do I know that? No. The Gemara says because that also is part of the Gzeiras HaKosov, Smichos Parshis. What's the Smichos Parshis? That Abom Yakena. So when the Gemara says, if that's the case, how can I accept your limud, your drosha? It goes against Chabolah. It goes against Edom Zevin. The Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yechonin, he has it all locked up. That is a Beferish Gzeiras HaKosov. Beferish Rubis HaTorah. It's Mamish perfect. I have Exeris HaKosov Shtei Rishoyos. I have Exeris HaKosov that Malchus will always trump the other Oynesh. And I have Exeris HaKosov that Edim Zaymimin is a Yoytzim in HaKlau. And that Chabol is a Yoytzim in HaKlau. Gemara says, where do we get this Yoytzim in HaKlau from? So Gemara says, V'ayichin the Itmar Dibbalah. In the following case, may Eden Onu Es Ish Polonish Echayim L'Chaver Masayim Zuz V'nim Tzu Zaymimin. The din Torah is on 200 zuz, aksuva, right? The din Torah is on a year's support, masayim zuz, v'nim tzu zaymimin, loikinu mishalmin. Rav Meir says two oinshin. Why shaloi Hashem amevi only day makus mevi lidei tashlumin divrei Rav Meir. What does Rav Meir do with Shnei Rishoyis? The Chachamim Oymerim call a Mishalim in a Loike. V'neima, why don't we say call a Loike in a Mishalim? Why don't we say Shtei Rishoyos Smichas Parshias Abom Yakenu Amram Ila Befeirush Ribsa Teira Eidim Zemin Litashlumen Heichan Ribsa Teira Michtiksev V'asif Shnei Kasher Zomim Lasis Liyachim. And two psukim later it says, miloi sochois einuchon nefesh benefesh, ayin ba'ayin, shen b'shen, yod b'yod, regal b'regal, yod b'yod, lomoli, every phrase has to be darshan. Why yod b'yod, dover anitim miyod liyod, umay niyu, of all the possible things that can come up in a din Torah, what is the one thing which is nitin miyad liyad? It's a moment. Right, Adam Gzemin can come in and try to give a person Malchus. They can try to give a person Misa, but that's not the Yad Liyad. So the only result of Adam Gzemin that's in the Yad Liyad is a Momin. So Xeris HaKosov that Momin Lomali Darvinit Miyad Liyad, my new Momin. Choyvil Bachaver Nami Michtik Siv. Kasher osa kain ye osa loy v'ish ki yitain mumba misoy kasher osa kain ya asa loy. And then again to us next pasuk shever tacha shever ayin tacha zayin shein tacha shein kasher yitain mumba odom kain yinosin boy. Pasuk Yutes Kein Yaseloi. Pasuk Tes V'ish Ki Yitein Mum Yutes Ish Ki Yitein Mum Ba'Misoi Kasher Rosa Kein Yaseloi. Pasuk Chav Kasher Yitein Mum Ba'Odom Kein Inoseloi. What's the why repeat it? Why redundancy with a different lashon? Dover sheyesh boy nesina umayniu momen. Good. So now we have two parallel tracks. Ula's track is gzei rishava tachas tachas. Rabbi Yochanan apparently had the tachas tachas, but he decided not to darshan tachas tachas. He in the same way as Ula, he decided that because he has a shteirish oyos and a smichus parshis of Arbom Yakeno, he'll darshan, he'll leave that drasha, and he'll accept the drasha of the smichus, which indicates malchus v'loy moment. In fact, the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan and Ma'itamu loy omar ku'ula. So it's two parallel tracks. So why did Rabbi Yochanan take Ula? Again, Taisa says, Rabbi Yochanan is in a weaker position. I have Xavier Shove, Misinai. No. So why is Rabbi Yochanan taking his track and not going with the Messiah from Sinai? Im kein bitalta ervas achois chaloi segala, because you'll be mevatel aposuk and chumash. Because if you don't give Malkus, you'll be mevatel aposuk and chumash. Right? First, it is ma'anes achoisoi, and we're going to punish him as a ma'anes, and not as a boyel ervam. It's al be'idna. We should only give him one punishment. So then the din of shtei rishoyos, we mevatel the posuk. Oh, it's a pele. How to learn pshat and being mevatel the posuk. Rashi's loshen. If a person doesn't, if Bezin will not apply the Malkus, the Mevat of the Lav, Tzorachian Godel, if it would be Lamaskona. Tzorachian Tzas is not Lamaskona. Alright? Chayva Machaveri Nami in Kain Batalta. The Gemara says, but in the din of Chabbalah, even you, Rabbi Yochanan, say beferish ribs of Torah. So beferish ribs of Torah to be mevatel chayv b'chaveiroi. So having zera shavet levatel chayv b'chaveiroi. Mara says im kein bitalta lo Yosef and Yosef edim zayman nami im kein bitalta vayim binakoyser rasha ela edim zayman efshelik yume ben gush ben chalutza chayv b'chaveiroi nami ikelik yume kigoyin shiko akosh ein b'shavet fruta. The Gemara says that you're not, that the din of befavorish ribs of Torah is not mevatel kasher zomam. It's not mevatel. No, what's the pasuk? Loi leisan reyacha, because of the first sugyan makos where you cannot give kasher zomam, so there is a way to be mekayim. So the Gemara certainly has switched gears a little bit. That as long, the Gemara began by saying that if in one situation you will not be able to give Malkus, you're mevatel the lav. The Gemara is saying, no, as long as it'd be a problem to change the pasuk, to change the din, that you could never give Malkus. But if the din is, I can give Malkus some of the time, but in this case I can't give Malkus, that's not a problem being mevatel the lav, whatever that problem is. The Gemara says, if that's the case, then why are we worried about achoisai? Achoisai nami kilkiyuma b'achoisai begeres. So where will there be din of being boyel and heir of achoisai? Achoisai begeres. It's got nothing to do with manis. It has nothing to do with the manis and mefata with the parsha and nara. Omer l'cha Rav Yechanan. Hi. So now we're stuck again, right? Now we're after saying Rav Yechanan minol. We're saying Rav Yechanan. Why did you choose what your track of shtevish oyes and not Ula's track of tachas tach? Omer l'chav Yechanan, hi tachas esher ino b'boyle lichta b'ayid omer b'ayil mekro tachas esher ino hi tachas esher ino mechlal d'iku b'yishus u'pegam, because Rav Yechanan needs to have a makor for the din of b'yishus u'pegam l'gabe me'anes. How do I get me'anes? Because the Torah says the kanas is tachas esher ino, Right? You have to now go back and rework one or two of the shiur in the beginning of the year where we discussed the Te'elas of the Knas. Because here the Torah is, we discussed a little bit. Hanoa Shechiva. This is where the Rambam gets from this Gemara, obviously. So Gemara says that Tachas Asher Ina is the Knas. But there's more to worry about. There's a Chiva, Boishas Upagam, Ve'ula, Nafkele Midirava, Damer Rav, Amer Krom. V'nosan of Isha Sheikhev Imo, Laviyanara, Hamishim Kosef. What do you mean, Isha Sheikhev? Who else is going to pay? Chamishim. Of course, Isha Sheikhev. No, Hano Shechiva. If that's Hano Shechiva, Machal Dika Vashus Bekam. Right? So if Yechanan says the Tachas is not a Mufna, again, Rashi, top of Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, according to Ula, Tachas is Mufna. Why is that? Because Ula says that Tachas doesn't serve any purpose. I know the halacha of Vashus Bekam from Isha Sheikhev. So Tachas, Mufna. That means I'm going to give Gzeres Shaveh. That means it's the best candidate for the Tachas of the Mesorah. And it'll be a Tachas that's Mufna. And I'll give you a din, no kashas. And Rabbi Yechanan says that Tachas is not Mufna. I need that Tachas to teach me Boishas Upagam. So obviously I'm going to use the Tachas Gzeres Shaveh for the Gemara in Bechayreis. No, now I don't have a Gzeres Shaveh. I have no Gzeres Shaveh. If no Gzeres Shaveh, Save Shayas. Again, so now, at the end of the sugya, at this point of the sugya, so we have the following. Now we have three shitas, right? Rav Meir that says, halacha l'maisa, even Adam Zaymim is going to be Malkus and Momin. Pashtus Rav Meir hold that everything, Chabola, Malkus and Momin, the Gemara. Rav Meir would hold, there's no problem with the two Mishnayis, Gamze ve Gamze. Divrei Torah, Nimogam, Shirim, Mokim, Acher. Malkus and Momin. Right, that's a Meir Shita. Pashtus, Malkus and Momin. No, Shteva Shoyes. Doesn't have Tachas, fine, good. Then, Ula's like Zeresh Shaveh. All right? And Rabbi Yechanan doesn't have the Gzeir Shaveh, so Mimele has Shtei Rishoyes. Good. So Mimele Shtei Rishoyes and the Gzeir HaKosov, that the Shtei Rishoyes is Makas, not Momin, correct? And Ula has the Gzeir Shaveh from Adam Zaymimin. Adam Zaymimin, where he will accept the Feirish Ribsa Torah, that it's kasher zomam, right? Beferish rips the Torah legabe chabola, yad biyad. So since you have the yad biyad that teaches you davka davintin miyad liyad and exeris shava to maanes, so memele momen in maanes will win out any malchus. Good. Next, exactly what's Ula saying? Machlekes Rashi Tosfos, right? So I have to now go over again, I have to chaz over again. According to Tosfos, let's start with Rav Yechanan. We don't have to, but it's a little bit easier. According to their mayor. Rav Meir holds Momin Amalkus, Kol HaTerekula, correct? Rav Yechanan holds Vishachas, Vishnei Visheyos, call a Torah kula, correct? Beferish ribs a Torah that it's Momin and not Malkus, right? What is Beferish ribs a Torah? Even in Adam Zaymimin and even in Chabbalah, we're still going to learn the din of only one Oynish. The only Shaila is which Oynish. So Beferish ribs a Torah that in these cases is Dovra Nit Meyav Liyad. Right? Hold on. Now comes Ula and says, I have a Gzeir Shaveh. Rav Yechon doesn't have a Gzeir Shaveh. Sunnan a Mufna. He's his Tachas Bechor, his Yud Beis, his Klayim, Maaser Kodshim. He's done, he's finished. He's used up all of his Mekoris. He's done, he has his din. Right? But Ula has a Gzeir Shaveh Mesoira of Tachas. And Ula said he applies the Gzeir Shaveh to Ma'anes. So according to Tosfos, a third din, Ula and Rabbi Yechon are arguing with our sugyas, and Elul narrows the good sugya. What's the din legabi ma'anis and mefata? Ma'anis and mefata we will apply. Again, Rabbi Meir will say, Malkus and Momen. Follow the psukim and chumash, parsha. Rabbi Yechon will say, Shtei Rishoyos. Shtei Rishoyos. Again, sorry. Rabbi Meir will say, Malkus and Momen doesn't Shtei Rishoyos. No, because the parsha chumash is only Momen. Rabbi Yechon will say, in the now we're talking about the event where a person is ma'anes and erva. So vaita, we assume Rabbi Meir will say malchus and mom. Rabbi Yechon will say shtei rishoyos, and I don't have a favorite of Torah, right? So, and I have a zeris hakosov of Marcus. Good. Next. Ula will say a third din. The Pharaoh Shrib Sotera. Dora Nitin Miyad Liyad. And Xavier Shova that says that Ma'anes. All right, Amachloikis. Ula of Yechon was a din lagabi Ma'anes and Erva. Malchus or Momen. Malchus because there's a Kosov, or Momen because of a new Xavier Shova of Chayvelin. Good. But according to Rashi, this is a kol Torah tikkun sugya. Rashi, Dibra Maschil, my time le Omer Beulam, my time le Omer Beulam. Let me base my second last Rashi. The Gomar Gzeres Shavel Einish Momin Veloy Malkis Lechol Chay Ve Momin Malkis. Right, Rashi knew what he's up against. He knew that there'd be a Taisus his grandchildren would write and Ella Ulam Matzino Lemeim Maskana. So Rashi spells out for his shita that it's Momen and Malkus. We saw it in the Ritva yesterday. That the Ritva pointed out that Rashi may have had the girsa of not kol had the girsa of kol heichem, right? So Rashi says, I have to chaz the sugi again. A ma'ane says an erva. So Rav Meir says Momen and Malkus, right? Because Rav Meir would say lo yashem. That's Machayev Malch, Machayev Momen. If Rav Meir said, Lo Yashem Lagabe Yim Zayimimim, was the same Parsha, he is Zichr going to say that Lo Yashem are the two separate Parshas, right? He's going to say that when it comes to, Achoysoi, to an Erva, and to Ma'anes, Lo Yashem, right? So it's going to be Momen and Malchus. Rav Yechanon, Shnei Vishoyes, and Malchus. Good. Because of there's a Kosov. And Ula is a Gzeir Shava, and apparently his Gzeir Shava, precisely how to explain it, not so clear. But that Rashi says it is clear. That the Ritva says that Rashi says it is certainly clear. Right? That Ula said, Hey Yois, that I have a Gzeir Shava that teaches me in Ma'anes, in Mefate, that it's Momen Vilay Malkus. So now I know Kol Terakula, Kol Heicha Dechayiv Amomen Umalkas Milka Leloki Mamayim Mishalim. Good, good.
Tosfos also says that the Maskana Ula holds that it's in Kol Terakula. He just learns it from Boshes of Gam, not from the Zeir Shav.
Tosfos says that Ula could. Let's hold on. That could be a little bit later. On the let's hold on for that. Okay. So the, go ahead. Oh, say it again.
In the case of the
In the case of Adam Zimmerman, right? With the Lashon Befer Ribs of
Torah. You know the Torah is Mechayim Mamon.
Right.
Why does that mean you're not?
Well, you know, I mean, how does Rebbechna know? How do we know? Because that's the Lashon of the Braisa. How does Rebbechna know? Rabbi Yechonah, I'm not sure if I'm going to answer your question. Rabbi Yechonah understood that the Beferish Rishus Torah was teaching you how to apply Shtei Rishoyos. It wasn't being Doichi Shtei Rishoyos. It was teaching how to apply Shtei Rishoyos. So I haven't answered your question. How did Rabbi Yechonah know that Shtei Rishoyos was an overarching principle which could not be Nidches cannot be nidches. Hachi itmar. How does he know that that's what Yad B'Yad comes to teach? I don't have to look around to see if there's a makor for that. Good. So far, so good. So far, pshat. All right? So now, again, so if we wanted to explain the machlekes, if we wanted to state the machlekes between Ula and Rav Yechanan and Rav Meir, so we've said it many times. According to Tosfos, a machlekes, which is between Rav Meir and Rav Yechanan in Kol HaTorah Kula, and a machlekes of Yechanan Ula, which is expressed in the din of Ma'anes. If we follow Shitas Rashi, then it's a three-way machlekes in Kol HaTorah Kula, Momin and Malkus, Malkus, Momin. Good. If we want it to be the Magdir, what the machlekes? How would we formulate the machlekes? If we wanted to explain the makoros of the machlekes, so the makor of the machlekes, also we have a pretty good handle on the makor. The makor of the machlekes is how is either starting with shtei rishoyos and questioning why the gzeira shaveh would not be applied to broaden the din, or is the din again, or is, do we begin with the Gzeira Shaveh, then with the Gzeira Shaveh, and learn that in Kol HaTorah Kula, it's Momen and not Malkus again. So what does that mean? It means that Ula will accept the idea of Shtei Rishayos. The Meir holds, again, so in terms of Mekoros, or something, in terms of Mekoros, so Ula will darshan tachas tachas. Memela Ula has a din that carries over from Edom Zoyim and Chabala to Kol HaTorah Kula. All right, Josh.
No.
Okay, good. So now, Ad Kan, we're okay. So now the question is, can we understand their machlokes in a deeper way? Are we able? Is there a way of formulating the machlokes to give us a sense of what, at the end of the day, we understand what they're arguing about, and we understand how they came to this machlokes? But hayoytze mizeh, are we able to formulate the machlokes in a way that will explain to us how we can take the machlokes further, how we can understand it better? So, l'chor the mafteach, having a deeper havan of the sugya, l'chor is two taisvasin. One, shaloi Hashem, and the other is v'ima mayna kuli. All right? Now, look at the Tosfos v'ima moinu lamin beizim and aleph. Right. In other words, if we wanted to understand deeper the machlekes of Meir and Rabbi Yechanan, then it has to do with Rabbi Meir saying, since they have two mekayros, I have to have two oinsh. And Rabbi Yechanan saying the Torah is not so. And Rav Meir, for some reason, could not accept the idea of Shtei Rishayos. Our Shtei Rishayos would be very, very limited to when it's a situation when you can say Shei Machas. Was that?
What's
I don't know. We'll see from the. It'd be hard to find a Shei Machas case. All right?
We shouldn't discuss now. Like,
what's that? One second. And Rav Yechanan would say that it's that, again, Rabbi Yechanan would say that even when you have, even when you have shtei shemois, that we still say that shtei rishoyos can apply. Right? According to Rabbi Meir, right? And everybody will accept the idea that if it's min hashem echad, it's only one risha. But if shtei rishoyos, but if it's shtei shemois, that'll be the machlokes ulin Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Meir. So the crux of the machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Meir is understanding the getter of shtei shemos and shem achas, right? And according to and the machlokes between Ula and Rabbi Yechanan, right? That even when there is a shem achas, so to speak, even when there's shtei shemos, we will still have two. So, we'll only, sorry, even when there are shtei shemois, so they'll still only be, right, there'll only be one oynesh, right, correct, only one oynesh, so what will that oynesh be? So, again, one could say, xeris hakosuf. If we look at Tosfos, Tosfos raises the question, v'ima moino kulahi, lamed beis med aleph. Going back into Ula, and Ula is explaining to us, we're trying to understand Ula's din of why it would be Mammon and not Malkus, and the Gemara is suggesting that we're going to learn either from Chambola or from Adam Zimmerman, and the Gemara in the end dismisses you cannot learn from either one, because you can always point out that either Adam Zimmerman is Marchomer or Marmekel. So Mimela, if it's more chomer, then you could not learn why they only get momen achomer. And if it's more mekel, then you couldn't explain why you'd get momen amekel. Right? So is momen, so which is more chomer? Which is more mekel? Momen or malchus? What do we normally assume? Malchus, why? Why do we normally assume that? No, and what? And? Yeah, Makor. Well, how do we normally phrase Rabbi Yechanan's din? Komle? Right, so that's how we normally phrase it. Our Gemara has not introduced it yet. So if we're assuming that Rabbi Yechanan's din is part of the parish of Komle Rabbamine, so then Rabbi Yechanan is saying that Malchus is more chomer. All right? Go ahead.
So why are we saying before with Ula? Like, if you right. teach the cow, what is
no?
it?
No? So what seems to be in the Lamed Beis Min Aleph?
It's just to trump the Binyanav.
Was that?
It's just to shoot down the Binyanav.
But do you shoot down the Binyanav something which is incorrect?
I don't think the Gemara thought that
Ula
was more
common. In other words, from Lamed Beis Min Aleph, it sounds like that we have a suffix, which is more chomer, which is a cow. Achreinim discuss why it makes sense to have a suffix. Chasam Sofer says it depends on the amount of money. If it's a very little money, then you can have a sum of money. Then maybe.
Right?
Was that?
Rabbi Yochanan said that the cutoff is a shava pruta.
No. That's the cutoff for when there'll only be a chiyuv, when there won't be a chiyuv moment, and only chiyuv malchus. But not for, that's not the kind of for kom lebi rabbi mine.
He said that, like, for kol chaver, if it's like...
No, hold on. The Gemara, other achrayim, I think the Beis Yaakov says that malchus could be more mekel because it'll pater from echiyah v'misa. Malchus can pater from koreis. Momen, you're going to end up getting... Malchus means you're square with the Kodesh Baruch Hu also. So Momen is really Momen and the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Malchus is, all right, it's a Dover Mesuya. You walk out of Beis Din, go to rehab for a couple of weeks. It's a difficult situation. It's very painful. But when we'll live through it, Momen means first you have to deal with the Yechaverim, make him whole, and then the Kodesh Baruch Hu takes care of you. Nope. It's the Mechomet Dikedin. then we're chomid the gedin because. No, but let's say when has the chiv misa head, how can you say that? How can you say that? You can't say that. You can't say that malchus is more chomer than mammon and a chiv misa. It can be in a certain situation, and it still makes mumming more meiko. Okay. So what does Tosfos say over here? The mamoino kulhi vim toimar iskure iskur shenidin bekalom tochi paruch perakan israf and gabi mishas chayv shtei misois. Tosfos kasha. Tosfos says, the Gemara says, if Momin is more Mekel, so then we cannot learn from Adam Zimmerman, right? Because we'll say, Adam Zimmerman, even on Asra, right? Even with Adam Zimmerman don't do a Maisa, Adam Zimmerman is a light Easter. So Adam Zimmerman gets a light punishment. Chabalah, Hutu Mechlolai. How can you compare that to any other thing? Right? Tosfos says, how you talking that the Gemara should have ever thought that you're going to get the lighter punishment? How you talking? Why? Because the Gemara says, why? Because then you'll end up benefiting from doing more Isur. The bigger the Isur, the more Isur you do, the better it gets. It can only get better. Right? So if a person did an Isur, which is Chiyav Malkus, so he gets Malkus. He did it. Chiyav Malkus and Momin. Ach, Gavaldik. So now he not only did a Chiyav Malkus, he also was Mazik, somebody else. A person gave a person a patch. Pachis Mishava Pruta. A very stupid thing to do. He should have given the guy, he should have whacked the guy. Why? Because he gets a patch, he gets Malkus, right? Gives the guy a real whack. The guy needs stitches. All right. Moment. Right? How you talking? Halacha should be structured that by the more you do, the more avarice you do, the lighter the punishment. So Taisha says, maybe you'll tell me Gzeres HaKosov. Maybe you'll tell me like the Beis Yaakov, there are other Kadosh Baruch Hu take care of you afterward. Gemara says that. The Gemara says, Mishnas Chayv Shnei Misois. Gemara says, does one get the more chomedic misa or the more or the stricter misa? So Gemara says it has to be that one gets a stricter misa. It cannot be that a person gets a lighter misa, because that would be an incentive to do another aveira. Person found out that he's going to get a chiyuv skila, a chiyuv esreifa, is in his best interest to do a maisa v'shmachayev skila, a maisa v'shmachayev. Brolo Misa Yafa, right? It's best interest to do another Misa. It can't be. So Taisva says, I may tell me Xeris like Kosas and Klapi Maila and also the Cheshbainais, a Gemara. Gemara says it can't be. So once the Gemara says it can't be, so now how can we have Nar Sugya? How are you talking that the Gemara says I have to figure out, was Ula going to, maybe Ula means that you have them, you're getting the Marchorma Dikadin, the Marchula Dikadin. So in case Ula meant that you get the more cooler thing you did, I have to explain to you how you trumped the Binyan Av for that cheshbon. So Tosfos says it's wasted ink. It could not be. Right? It couldn't be that there's such a din. You'll tell me it could be. You tell me, you just tell me the din. I'll give you the hezberim later on. All right, I'll leave you with Tzarachin or Akasha. He says, no, the Gemara says it. The Gemara says it couldn't be. So Tosfos says, so now you saw it from Tosfos, right? That one's always going to get the Mohammed Dikadin. I may need exercise because to teach me what the Mohammed Dikadin. I may need Abom Yakana, right, to teach me what's the Mohammed Dikadin. But you always get the Mohammed Dikadin. The Gemara says, but Tosfos is not true. Because the Gemara says, maybe Mohammed is more Mekel. So Tosfos says, no. Shiny Hoch and the Chos Rachmon, I'm a minor Shom Nechbal. Tosfos says that. When the Gemara says maybe Mammon is more Mekel, the Gemara knows Mammon is more Mekel. It's got to be more Mekel. But maybe there's another cheshbon over here. Maybe the Mammon is more Mekel, and the Torah says in this case, you have to get the more Mekel to get in. Shtei Rishoyos. Visha achas. Adin. Right? Adin and kol haTorah kula. And Ula says that when it comes to Edim Zoymimin, right? When it comes to Chabolah, when it comes to Ma'anes, Ula says, here you get the Chiyav, here you get the Momin. So Gemara says, what's Ula saying? Is Ula saying Momin is more Chomor? And that's where you get the Momin? Right? Or is Ula saying that the Torah is concerned about the Nechbal, the victim? That the Bezin has to worry about the Tikkun, who be out the Romikir Becha, and has to worry about the criminal, has to worry about giving the criminal the right Oynesh, has to worry about the Arta Romikir Becha, and has to worry about the Nechbal. There's a victim over you have to take care of. So what's Ula Safek? Derech Agav. So, I'm sure gold, a piece of gold, the Kovitz Shermans. Again, one paragraph. What does Chanan say? There's a Yireyim. The Yireyim says, how do we know to whom the Eidim Zoymimin pay? Eidim Zoymimin Achayim Malchus, we know. Who gets Malchus? Eidim Zoymimin Achayim Misa, can we know? Eidim Zoymimin have to pay money. So the Gemara says that the Muzomim get the money. Where do they get the money? Eidim Zoymimin claimed that Reuven beat up Shimon. Reuven didn't meet up Shimon. There's no Shimon. Nothing happened. They woke up one morning and they said, we're going to be Mechayev Reuven. Chamishu Tashlumin. So Yireyim says, how do we know that it goes to Reuven? Maybe the Beis should take it, put it in the kupa, put it, give it out for Aniyim. Atikan, fix roads with it. You know, fix Mark Kavoris with it. Do things for the Tzibur. So the Rav Chanan says this Gemara is the Raya. That by Edom Zoymimin there's a Nechbal. Otherwise, this doesn't make any sense. There's no Nechbal by Edom Zoymimin. There's a Nechbal by Chavola. Right? By Edom Zoymimin there's no Nechbal. Otherwise, it wouldn't be Edom Zoymimin if there was a Nechbal. Leislachais, what do you see? That the Torah says the Muzamim are the Nechbal. The Muzam is the Nechbal. And you have to compensate the Muzam. Because when you came to Bezin and said that Reuven beat up Shimon, and now he got indicted for beating up Shimon, and all the newspapers carry that he beat up Shimon, and then 6 months from now, there's a little line in the back of the newspaper that says you should know that Reuven was found innocent. So no one reads the back of the newspapers. But the indictment, they know, right? So the Gemara is saying, Tamayofim Divrei Torah, to understand. Person gets accused in court, it's already finished. Right? So that's what Torah is saying. He's a Nechbal. You have harmed him. Kasha Zomam, and you have to compensate. Right? So Rav Chanan says, you see from this Tosfos, that's Pshat L'Sugya. That's how the Gemara understood that that's a makor for us to know that the Eidim Muzamim get paid. All right, it gives that an insight, a hezver. Good. Next, so now Tosfos says it has to be that komlei is always getting midrabamine muzan, right? Shtei v'shoyis, it has to be more chomer. If the Torah says makas, then the Torah is teaching us what's the more chomer. Okay. So again, Rabbi Yochanan, we understand very, very well. What is Shitas Ula? Ula says that in Kol HaTorah Kulam, Shitas Rashi, Kol HaTorah Kulam, we learn Milkem Leiloki Momen Mishalem. How are you Magda the Din right now? According to Yechon, we're Magda the Din, you get the more Chomer Dika Oynesh. Fine, that's again, we're being Magda. Hezberim you can give. You can give a Hezberim, why should a person be Shalechot Niskar? You can say Bechlal Masayim Mona, like Rashi says. He's getting. You can say that Bezin has a din that can only give one Oynesh. You can say that a suggestion that giving, doing Momin and Malkus diminishes the Malkus. You have to wait till the Daf Lamed Zayin Avon Ches to see the Makaris. Those are the other Zbeirim. But the Geder Adin is Kom Levin Rabbi Minei. Shnei Rishoyes. Three exceptions, but Befeirish Ribs of Torah. Yad Li Yad. Right? What's Pshat Yad Li Yad? They understand Yad Li Yad also now. What's Pshat Dover Nitin Mi Yad Li Yad? See, again, if you can be Magdir, not if you can be Magdir. There are three situations where there's a Nechbal. It's miyad liyad means you have to give something to somebody else. So the din of miyad liyad trumps the din of kol nid ravine. What's trumped miyad liyad? It means that with this moment, there's a nechbal, there's a victim. There's someone to pay up. So the Torah says, Eidim Zerim is a nechbal, Chamol is a nechbal, Ma'anes is a nechbal, according to Tosfos, right? According to Rabbi Yechanan, the Torah wasn't concerned about the Nechbal in this case. Tzorach Yin, have to figure out exactly why. Right? But again, you have to understand, Bikir Adin, he gets paid. It's only when there's another, when it was an error. No, now it's being Magdir Ulas Din. Rabbi Yechanan understand, Dover HaChomor, except when there's Miyad Liyad, maybe when there's a Nechbal. What's Ulas Din? And Kol HaTorah Kulo, whenever there's moment to pay, right? So again, what will Ula's din be? Ula's din will be, I learned Adam Zaymimin, Yad Liyad, Befevishim Sotera. Where else is this? This is Makor, right? Gila Kosov. That's what the Tesis opens up. Rashi opens up. Gila Torah says Gila. Where's Gila? Lamed Beis, right? Next, Chabola, Nisinim Yad Liyad. Agzei Rishomah that says by Ma'anes as well. We're going to learn the same din, Yad Liyad to Ma'anes. No? So what's Ula's din? Then Ula says, whenever there is moment to pay, so we'll always, in other words, whenever a person does any kind of masa, from Mechayev Malkus and is a Hezek, then we apply the din of Miyad Liyad. No? So Ula's saying, this is a certain called Terakula, that the Nechbal, according to Rabbi Yechanan, so for some reason the Torah said, that in Kol HaTorah Kula, the Torah says that the Beis Din has to deal with the criminal. That's the Iker responsibility. Uviyatar Mikavecha. And according to Ula, the Beis Din's, I don't know if it's called primary or first responsibility, is when there's a Nechbal to take care of the Nechbal. No? You know, just being Magdi the Din. For Magdi the Din, it means Beis Din has to find out what is their Iker responsibility. So according to Rabbi Yechon, the Torah was Magdir, that Beis Din, Uviyata Rami Kirbecha, there are two exceptions, Adam Zayman. All right, so that's for a drasha, and to figure why there's two exceptions. But Be'ikir Childovar, Uviyata Rami Kirbecha. Be'ikir Adovar is there's a choyta over here. I understand Rabbi Yechonon. Because Rabbi Yechon is saying by Chabbalah, the Iker is that he was Mazik, somebody else. By Nim Zayman, the Iker is that he created a Nechbal. But when a person's Ma'anes and Oyvan Erva, what's the Iker? So Torah is saying the Iker is Uviyat HaMekabecha. That's the Iker responsibility based on. Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of the moment. And Ula says, no. The Iker responsibility is to take care of the Nechbal. Whenever there's a Nechbal, it comes first. I used to be in the Ramayla. All right? We'll talk some more. Tomorrow we'll go right there in the